Thanks for coming by the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. This is Sunday afternoon. Brother Freedom is with us, and we're trusting the Lord for good things. It's a beautiful day here, and the sun is shining, and it's warmer than usual. And we're just glad that the Lord is on the throne. And He's going to bless Brother Freedom this afternoon, and we believe you're going to be blessed too. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day. Thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us, and we ask you for your help and for your touch in our hearts, our spirits, our minds, our souls. Bless all those precious people that are listening in by way of the internet, Father. Bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.
We just want to welcome all the world today where we're first hearing this voice. We pray that God will bless you. We pray that you'll become part of us, and we'll try to become part of you, and we're believing for great and mighty things the Lord's going to do. I'm not very much, but the one that I serve is, he owns all the houses and land, all the cattle on all the hills, and all the resources from him, and so he knows all the right things that we only can obtain through him. So I'm going to encourage you out there this day to keep on keeping on. If you feel discouraged, just try to do what you can do to seek God. Anyway, I want you to encourage all of you there today, wherever you are, if you're going through a trial, through a test, something you don't even understand, well, I truly can say that God is your helper. Because I lived quite a few years of my life under His tutorship. And all that time, a period of time, when I was letting him call the shots, I was working for a dealership, had a position as a mechanic or a troubleshooter. And at that time, it was the only part of my life I remember. There was never no problems. But the company didn't know it. His Lord said not say nothing. And things just happened was gigantic. I would know where I was supposed to be before I got there. So I would drive someplace. And they'd say, how do you know to get it? And I said, well, I just did. I was always a few steps ahead. I remember in the military, I took basic training in Schofield Barracks, and the first few weeks of my basic training was tough. I was always like a half a step behind all the way. Maybe everybody felt the same way. So I got blood poison in my right arm, and so I went to Tripper Army Hospital. On the way back, they told me, says, you can't go with the same outfit you're in, because you're going to have to go back to, I think it's 3 weeks cycle behind. And I thought, oh my goodness, that's going to be, I just seen all, like we always do, we picture something as, but God had a reason. And you know, when I come back, it was so easy for me. I was just enough ahead that it was easy for me. I knew, because I'd already done some of the things that they, and that just extra. And that's like sometimes we go back and we do it with the Lord. It's a wonderful experience. You're going to learn to enjoy it. And I even enjoyed basic training in those last 7 weeks, I think it was. I enjoyed it because I wasn't behind anymore. I was always where I was supposed to be. And you know, I think that sometimes we need to wait upon God. Because He can restore us. He can lift us up. He can encourage you. He can bless you. He can let His face to shine upon you and be merciful to you, to be gracious of you, to touch you, to heal you, to bless you, to excite you with great and mighty exploits that God can only, He is going to do mighty things in these last hours. I believe it. God's going to do wonderful things. Those who can call upon God and just believe through faith, He is going to touch you, and you're going to feel good inside. You're going to feel the joy of the Lord, and you're going to be more than conquerors through Him which loves you. You're not going to be a conquering yourself, but with Him in you, you're going to be more than conquered. You're going to walk upright before God, and you're going to walk in God's joy. You don't have to always feel like you're half a step behind, because you'll be just right. He'll make you walk perfectly. When He's left foot, right foot, it's that impulse, you're going to be right in step. And I thought about that. You know, I remember that. It was in 1951, so it'd be 55, 6 years ago. And I was always glad after that I had to go back through that. Because I was on top of things. You know, that's the way life is. When we are on top of it, we feel like we got a little bit of a handle on it. We can go, when God helps us to get on top of it, Without God, we're always under it. We're always in the battlefield. We're always feeling the bad things in life instead of the good things. And so we need to rejoice in the Lord. He's our answer. We pray that God will bless you. We pray that God will heal you. And if you need Him as your Savior, you can just call upon Him this day. And I would just find it would be wonderful if you would do that just where you are. Just say, Lord, come into my heart. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And you do that and confess Him, He will just forgive your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And you will receive pardon. You will receive inheritance that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you. And so one of these days you're going to have a mansion. You know, you might live in a shack now, but one of these days I'm going to live in a mansion. I'm going to live in a lot better place. I live in a place that's not really that sharp. But one of these days, if I stay faithful, I'm going to live in a majestic hotel beyond anything that I can imagine. It says, but it's written, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has in the heart of man. That's us, as men. Well, the things that God has prepared for us. Very simply, He's prepared us lavish, adoring promises beyond our imagination. It's going to be greater than we can even think for. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to, the feeling of His presence is with joy unspeakable, full of glory. It's the excitement of having that, the one that made the universe as your Father. Just think about it. You know, your Father is pretty important. You need to get that in your mind right now where you are. My Father is important. He's more important than President Bush. He's more important than anybody in the Congress in Washington, D.C. He's more important than anything in Jerusalem. Because our Father knows all. He is all. He is before He began. He's in us now. He'll be beyond. When it's all over with, He'll still be there. He goes on through ever and ever and ever. And He wants to incorporate all mankind in this lifetime, that they will come and acknowledge Him as Lord and Savior. He's given us provisions that we have the Savior, Jesus Christ, that through His giving His own Son, that through Him you can be saved today. You can have an up-to-date, like a driver's license, but it's a card from the Lord, basically. He says it gives a new name written down in glory. Oh, yes, it's mine. I know it's mine. Oh, you're going to have a wonderful position at that time. And we need to realize that what we're going into is for real. What we're living in right now, there's times of sleeping. There's times of sickness. There's times of trouble. Some of these parts, we have headaches. We have backaches. We have ailments. We got people that sometimes like to do us in, or somehow things are not always equal, it seems like. But very shortly, if you stay faithful, God's going to give you a great reward. He's going to give you an inheritance that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you. So much for this summary. But I pray that God will bless you. I pray that God will meet your needs today. Whatever the need is, your family, whatever you, if you have a special need, fax it on through to my brother Clint, and he will get back to you. We'd like to know if you have problems. We'd like to pray with you. We don't, there's no money involved, nothing, only the love of God. We just want to see you have a life with the Lord Jesus Christ, having that special acquaintance as your child. And by the way, that's what I'm going to speak about today. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall no wise enter therein. So that's what we're going to, what we're going to start on today, but if you have a need, remember, God loves you. He has a spot for you. And He'll give you a great big smile. Say, go for it. You know, I just had a stroke. I don't know, maybe 6 weeks ago, something like that. Or maybe it's longer now. I lose track. And I know I was so happy in that bed, I didn't even know I had a stroke. But I knew I couldn't walk. I couldn't talk. I couldn't raise my hands up. I couldn't open my right hand. Yet I was happy because God spoke to me a message. And I'm going to tell you that message right now before I pray. Lo, I will be with you always. Your time is just about to begin. And then He says, well, it's just a great shout of go for it. So I'm trying to go for it. I'm trying to do all that I can do to get all of you out there encouraged this day, because we're going to see great and mighty things. You've never seen miracles. I've seen God touch iron. I've seen, and it's something beyond any imagination when God does something. When it's supernatural. So many people have never seen this, but God wants to come into our lives to help us, to support us, to uplift us, to encourage us. Last days we seem like we have a lot of people that want to discourage. And that comes from the enemy in his crowd. So we're not looking for that crowd. We're looking for a new horizon. We're looking not for this world. We're looking to a new world to come. And in him dwells righteousness. So God bless you. Let's pray now for this. Father, we just pray for the wonderful name of Jesus. You touch these people this day in a mighty way. We pray that you minister your love to them, minister your strength to them, empower them with victory this day. We pray for the supernatural touch of your spirit. Where your spirit is, there is liberty. And Father, I pray for that liberty upon your beloved this day. I pray that you'd expound your promises, your blessings upon them, create them a heart of love, and give them a know how to know you in this day. But we have to need that know how. And we pray that you'll give your people that know how, that you can walk in your presence, walk in your power, walk in your anointing, believing that whatever you say will happen, it will happen. You can have faith and trust and believe in that. And Father, we just pray for a mighty blessing upon the world. Wherever you are, if you're in Australia, New Guinea, throughout the parts of the world, we welcome you this day. We're excited about you. We pray that God will move upon you in a mighty way. We'd like to hear where you come from. We'd like to know what the countryside is, the beauty of God there. If you have great mountains or great bodies of water, whatever you have, there must be the wonderful works of God is mighty. And we just appreciate you all this day. We pray that the blessings of God will be upon you in a large way. And we pray that his face shine upon you, to be gracious unto you, that your prayers will be answered. That he'll minister his love, that blessings upon you, that you'll no longer be sick, but you'll be healthy. Healthy in the Lord. And give God the credit. We give God the praise. We give God the glory. And we thank you for a Savior, Jesus Christ. And we thank him also for the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for that workhorse that works in our lives in a very powerful way. And we thank you for the love of God. We thank you for his joy unspeakable, full of glory. I pray that you'll bless your people in a mighty way this day. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to read this scripture again. Verily I say to you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. It's real plain. You know, children, when they're born, they don't ask to come in this world. And when they learn a little while, maybe a year or so old, their parents could be in a desperate need. It doesn't bother their fate a bit. Their parents could be without money. They're not thinking about money. They might go on through times of difficulty. But that child doesn't know this. Everything's fine. I'm going to be all right. That child, it's instilled in that child to accept what's before him with gratitude, with thanksgiving. That's my mommy. That's my dad. And I'd like that to be in ourselves, that we realize when we come to the Lord, we actually come in as a little child. And we remain as a little child if we want to get ahead in the Lord. A child has great faith, great trust in their parent. We need to have that trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to realize that he will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. His ears are open to the righteous. His eyes are upon our problems. He's open to what our needs are. And he will supply our needs according to his riches, which are in glory. It says, when a child, I thought a child, I understood a child. When a child is starting their infancy, there's no perceived things to clutter up their mind. They're starting to develop. And that's what we need to do when we receive Lord Jesus into our life. We need to cast off all the former things that brought us down. That inheritance that we received as in this world from the principality of the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. So if we start giving those things up, and giving them up, that means our mind is empty at that place. So we start growing in the Lord. We take on His righteousness. We take on His trust. We trust God. We lean not in our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our paths. It says that God expects us to come as a little child. A little child has all faith. You tell a little child, jump in my arms. He don't say, I'm afraid to jump, because he knows you'll catch him. That's what we want to God. There's many people. I run across this cross-section of God's people, and they're afraid to jump. They're afraid to do anything because what if it don't work? But you got to get that out of your mind. If you're going to go anywhere with God, you've got to trust Him, believe, and you've got to know down inside of here it's going to happen. You have to have that much faith in God, or God can't use you. When you pray for a sick person, you believe that God's going to heal it. You know He is. But what if you was there and said, well, I don't really know whether God's going to heal this. Well, I don't imagine you're the person you pray for will get healed. I'd be very frank, very to the point. But many times that's why we don't get our prayers answered. That's why we don't live in victory. We live as a half-hearted child of God. We really haven't got our heart with God because our minds are not with God and in God. Our minds are all looking to the world. We're looking out here for the success of this world. And pretty soon our mind is all cluttered up with the things of this world. And you might say, well, don't bother me. But that does, because we can only do most of one thing at a time and be good at it. So if you got hatred in your mind, you got lust in your mind, you got anger, all these things in your head, it disturbs what God's trying to do with you. So we have to start giving over ourselves to that special, be you followers of God as dear children. They don't have that clutter. They don't have that, the old man problem. It says the former things of darkness, the former things are so come in so such an alarming a way that it takes away our vision. It takes away what God has called us to do. God has called us to go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. To be above reproach. God expects us as children of God to be followers of Him. Be obedience is better than sacrifice. As children, doesn't have the luxury to be disobedient. The voice He's calling on, he needs to apply himself that I am going to be faithful and believe who I'm serving. And we need to realize this very early. If you want success in God's land and His righteousness, you know, this land is so full of evil spirits. It's full of doctrines of men. They're doctrines. They are of men, but they're not from God. They're the opposite. And they adopt them as set in concrete rules, but they're not from the Lord. We need to be strong in the things of God. We need to walk in His victory. We must know His word and reach out. That word will help you grow from a child into a vessel of praise, vessel of honor, that you can serve God throughout your life and walk in His victory, rehearsing the words of God. It says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I'm not sensitive against thee. If a child never gets in the word, pretty soon they're going to lose that innocence. They're going to lose that, what God wants to move in them. So they find a vessel that's no longer powered by the God. Does that mean that child is, and this is liberally to all of us, we start searching for something because of an emptiness. And when we get empty, we start wandering. We're curious. We want to find out what happens. Pretty soon we get, like Eve, we get tempted. We get in a place of not being sure. We get in a place of questionable situation. The Bible says abstain from those things that bring forth variances. We need to abstain from everything that's not from the Lord thy God. We need to abstain from all evil. And we should shun the very appearance of evil. These are sort of areas that many people talk about them. Many people speak about them, but yet many people don't act on them. And God says, come out from among them, be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you. And I shall be a father. Here again, He will be a father of this, and we shall be His sons and daughter said, Lord Almighty, God's given us arrangement that what agreement had the temple of God with idols. God has not given us any provisions for loose living. He's given us as to be followers, and we grow in His love. We grow toward where He's calling us from. This world is full of sin, yet God wants to be above the sin. How do you do that? It's seeking God, allowing Him to come in your life in such a powerful way that He demonstrates His love in us. We can feel His power, the anointing. And you know, the anointing of God is God Himself. He empowers you with His presence. The anointing is something that you can't understand unless you receive it. What the anointing is, there's strength. It's God's visible touch to an individual that projects His Spirit. So if we say there's nothing to the anointing, then we're closing off God's hand that we can touch as a child. And one time a child cannot go any farther than the child will let the tutorship continue on. That's the way we are. When we stop at certain areas, we lose that engaging force of God that can come motivate us in a special way. We receive that grafted in blessing from God. It's from a mighty blessing from heaven. But if we stop that, we're stopping God's mighty hand. We stop ourselves in the place of a crippled child. We see many times babies that they're slow. They have limbs that don't work right. They have eyes, maybe even all different places. People have deformities in their bodies. The same way with spiritual. We start having these deformities. We need to get God's correction, get His power to help us to be above us, to maybe heal us, give us strength in these areas that we might be a proper child, a vessel of praise that be working for the God in a mighty way. We see so many people, they're afraid of jail ministry. They're afraid of any ministry because they're not sure of the Lord. God gives us power that we might endure power from heaven. And He does that through little children. We all start as a child. We grow as a child into a vessel of praise. We didn't start as a man or a woman, and to continue along, we have to have a childlike faith continually. We have to wait upon God. We have to wait for His commands. We have to desire His help. We have to realize that with myself, I'm a failure, and with Him, I'm more than conqueror through Him which loved. The Bible says, He that spared not His own Son and delivered him up from us, how should it not with Him freely give us all things? God give His only Son that we might have life, that we might have abundant life, that we might receive that adoption from heaven, that we might have that proper relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, that we can live a life holy. We didn't have to be like Israel, had trouble staying in a solid heart with God. They would, for a while, but they'd lose that first love. They would lose that consecration, that dedication, and Israel would in and out. And many times as Christians, we start out as a child, we start learning God's Word, we start hearing the Word of God, we start applying it to our lives in a very special way, and pretty soon we give in and we give out, and pretty soon we're walking in the flesh. We're walking below our standards that God has for us. God has great high standards that we can be walking in victory, that we can be walking not in shame, but we can walk in gain. We can walk in holiness. We can walk in victory. We can walk as an overcomer. We can walk as a child again, that we can walk deliberately, walking in His love, walking in His promises, being overcomers, being obedient. If God be for us, who can be against us? We can have that confidence within our hearts that I am going to make it. I am going to do God's will. I will walk with the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strength of all might, according to His glorious power, under long suffering with joyfulness. It talks about long suffering. Sometimes we suffer, but God will be with us through the suffering. He will be with us through the pain. He will be with us through the anguish, all the fears. God will be with us through these situations. He'll never leave us. This is not heaven right here. It's not heaven now. But we're going in this land and doing the best we can because we're going to heaven. That's where we're headed. There's problems in this land. There's the world, this life, the lust of them, the fruit thereof. We have these things in our eyes continuous. We have the hearing of what goes on in this world. But these things, we have to sort of be alienated to them. We can't let that stink, that coloring affect our clothing in the Lord Jesus Christ. That off coloring of many things that tainted this. And the church has to be separated. The church has to be innocent. The church has to be the bride of Christ. The church has to live in God's victory. The church has to live in God's promises. The church has to live under His holy commandments. The church is instituted by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And through that, we have not a union of where we can just go our own way. We have to realize that we're meant, sent here in this world for a reason. God wants us all saved. He doesn't want no one to go to a devil's hell. He wants every one of us to live righteously. But it starts from a child. It starts as we start taking on the grafted work of God. And we're not learning in our heart. We study, and God will move in our hearts in a very special way. If we eat it and drink His presence with us, that we will have an overcoming power, that we will be a vessel of promise. When we start in this life, we have no hope. When God comes in, the sunshine of God's glory comes upon us. It comes into our heart. And we feel that brightness of God's glory. We feel that supernatural love from heaven come into us to overtake us in a powerful way, that we might no longer be an offspring from the enemy. We will be an offspring from heaven. We will walk in victory. We'll walk, not walking and being denied, but we'll be walking in His power and His liberty. We'll walk in His presence. And we need to realize, take it into our heart, that God will not leave us. He will not forsake us. His eyes are over the righteous, and His ears are open to the cries of His people. And God will hear and answer prayer. The Lord is good. He's stronghold in the day of trouble. And He knows them that trust in Him. He knows them that trust in Him. God has a time of testing here. Many times we go through tests, through things. I guess I've had a lot of experience in those places. I've been for 20 years or 10 years. I had things every day that I had to go through that test. And if I would have caved in, I wouldn't be here today. But that's the way it is with the Lord. You got growing. You grow with love. You grow. You make mistakes, but through that, you ask forgiveness. You said, Lord, help me. Please help me, Lord. And He hears you. And He answers you. He's there to gently touch you, to uplift you as a nurse takes care of a child. God, He will put His love upon us. He'll put His blessing upon us. He will make His face to shine upon us, to bless us forevermore. For His peace is like a mighty river from heaven. You'll never feel like you feel from the Lord. You'll never see what you see from God. God is truly wonderful. But we have to realize that we coming from an offspring that was not, that's not managed by God. The principality of the air is now in the authority in this world. And all of us pass by that. We come in the Lord. We come in as a sinner, even though we're a child. At that time, we start changing our ways. We start having that any man who is in Christ is a new creature. Former things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. We realize that we start growing from point A to point Z, some whatever point where we grow toward the Lord. So that we have to maintain that calling all the time. This may be a message today that you're not getting heads or tails, but God's here to change us. God's here to help us, deliver us from glory in the glory. God wants to be a victory and glory. That we might have our minds set forth, but the renewing of our minds is what God really wants us. As a child, we need that renewing of our mind. That renewing is when I get down and I pray. I don't know, some of you out there don't know what I'm talking about, but you pray until you feel a release in your heart. You pray through. You pray to that place that all is well with you and the Father. And this don't happen a lot of places, but that's what you do as a child. Start learning to pray through. You'll learn when you hide His Word. That Word is powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It fights and does a battle that you cannot do within yourself. It's that prodding that God does in our innermost being. He helps us when he sees a kink in our walk, and he helps us to start straightening up. He helps us to walk above reproach. He helps us to walk in his victory that will not be denied. God's here to help you this day. God's here to make his face shine upon you, to be gracious unto you. And you need to realize that we all start as a child. And the Bible says, without, as a child, we have to come to the Lord as a child. So if out there you think you don't need it, you need to really think about it, because God will help you. To humbling ourselves is a place that many people, especially men, a lot of times men don't like to be humble. There's something that's been macho. And that humbling has a way of getting in and breaking down walls. It's that way of taking away that barrier that I, with myself, I made these barriers. We can do that. We form these rigid places that God can't move through us. So we got to break them down. That God will remold us, remake us in the image of his Son. We might take on that imparted blessing from on heaven, that we make us a makeover. I pray that God will bless you this day. I pray that God will, but you need to realize this day, as a child, God will touch you. We all come as children of God. I know it's a simple subject. A lot of people, I've heard people say, they get angry. How dare you insult me as a child? But we have to become, the Bible says, we become a child. Child also, we give in. We need to give in to the Lord and refrain from the whole world. A lot of times we refrain from the Lord and give in to the world, and that's wrong. We need to refrain from bad doings and come in, Lord, and help us to overcome, that we might be a vessel of praise. Father, we just pray for a mighty blessing upon your people this day. We pray that you'd uplift them, encourage them this day by the power of God. We pray the anointing to come down. We pray that you'd shed the tears of glory upon your people this day. Uplift them, put a mighty call upon them, bless them, strengthen them, empower your power upon them, anoint them from the very crown of their head, the very sole of their feet. If they are indeed healing, we pray that you'd heal them this day from the mighty power of God. We pray that you anoint them, strengthen them, uplift them, heal their bodies. And I pray that you'll change their hearts of life. Change, give them a new heart of love, a new heart of faith. We pray for a mighty blessing in your people. We pray that they'll no longer be so cantankerous, but they'll be uplifting your love. They will be seeking your power. They will come in that place of obedience. They will walk in victory. They will walk in your love. We pray for the power of God to be alive and real. We pray for the overcoming life to be upon your people. In a mighty way, we pray that you'll uplift them, uphold them this day, encourage them in a mighty way, heal their bodies, strengthen them this day, put the power of the Spirit of God upon them, be anointed there, that they might break forth the yoke, that they might live in a great and mighty house of the Lord. They might live in the house of God this day, to having true victory, to having no wants no longer, but they will walk in the demand of God's love. They will walk in victory and pardon, and walking upright before him forevermore. We pray for a mighty blessing upon your people. We pray that you encourage them, uplift them, and strengthen them in a mighty way from heaven. We pray that you bind the things of darkness. We pray that you bind the things that will send your people down. We pray that you encourage them, give them a wave of glory. We pray that you baptize them with your love. We pray the love of God to be in their hearts and life in a very vital way. We pray that you'd give them that supernatural love, that supernatural strength from heaven, that you encourage them and give them peace forevermore. We pray for a mighty rivers of peace to flow upon your people. Give them that peace of God. We pray for the supernatural love of their life in a very vital way, in a very powerful way. And Father, we give you glory, praise, and honor. We pray that you'll bless this day, bless mighty your people this day. We pray for the power of God to be here, be alive unto God, dead unto sin. We pray for your people to be on fire by the Holy Ghost, and they will walk in victory. They will walk no longer in being lame or maimed from this world, but they will walk upright before God, and a true child of God, a soldier for the Lord Jesus Christ, walking in victory, walking in his love, walking in his presence, and they might walk fulfilling the call of God. And we pray for a mighty blessing upon your people this day. We pray that you'd uplift them, encourage them, in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.